Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving into a story that's been making waves in the business world, Starbucks' comeback trail. Their latest financial reports have brought a much-needed surprise, offering a glimmer of hope after a period of navigating some pretty choppy waters.
That's right. For the first time in almost 2 years, the coffee giant has posted a positive gain in same-store sales. This is a really significant turning point that many analysts might not have expected so soon. After a prolonged dip, seeing even a modest uptick is a clear signal that shifts are happening within the company.
Absolutely. And this positive momentum isn't just a fluke, it seems to be fueled by some deliberate strategies. One of the key drivers mentioned is a noticeable improvement in staffing, especially during those critical morning rush hours. We all know the frustration of long queues at Starbucks during peak times, so addressing that is huge.
Exactly. When you can get your coffee quickly and efficiently, it makes a world of difference. And alongside these operational enhancements, Starbucks has also rolled out some exciting new products. The new protein drinks, for instance, have been quite a hit, tapping into that growing consumer demand for healthier, more functional beverage options.
It really shows they're not just resting on their laurels, they're actively working to keep the brand fresh and appeal to evolving tastes. But here's the interesting part: despite these positive numbers and clear drivers, the company itself is urging caution. They're framing this progress not as an endpoint, but as a crucial step in a much larger, long-term journey.
That nuance is key. It means we need to dig deeper into what's really going on behind the scenes. So, let's start by exploring the foundations of this turnaround. What exactly has been happening with staffing and innovation?
Let's delve into it. The improvements in morning staffing are a direct response to some real challenges Starbucks faced. For a while, understaffing and high employee turnover were impacting service quality and, consequently, sales. Getting this right means not only faster service but also, hopefully, better employee morale and efficiency.
You can definitely picture it: fewer stressed baristas, shorter lines, a more pleasant atmosphere. It's a foundational element for any retail business, and it seems Starbucks is finally getting a handle on it. This operational fix is crucial for customer satisfaction and repeat business.
And on the product innovation front, the success of those protein drinks really highlights Starbucks' ability to read the market. These aren't random additions, they're likely a strategic move to capture a growing segment of consumers looking for healthier, convenient options, aligning with broader industry trends.
It's more than just adding new items, it's about staying relevant and competitive. Product innovation is core to their strategy to keep existing customers engaged and attract new ones who might be seeking something beyond traditional coffee. And it's probably not just the protein drinks. Other menu items or promotions likely contributed to that sales lift too.
Beyond people and products, we should also consider other operational efficiencies. Have they improved supply chain management to ensure stores are consistently stocked? Are new technologies streamlining ordering or payment? Even subtle store layout changes can impact efficiency for both staff and customers.
These behind-the-scenes improvements, while less visible, can significantly impact the bottom line and the overall customer experience. And it's worth noting the broader economic context. While Starbucks' strategies are key, the overall consumer spending environment also plays a role. But the fact that Starbucks is seeing a specific gain suggests their internal efforts are a major factor.
Exactly. So, the numbers are looking up, and the reasons seem clear enough. But as the company itself cautions, we shouldn't declare victory just yet. This is where we need to manage our expectations and understand the bigger picture, the long game of a multi-year turnaround strategy.
Right. Starbucks has been very clear that this isn't a quick fix, it's a multi-year effort. That's a realistic and responsible message, acknowledging the depth of the challenges and setting the stage for sustained effort rather than a fleeting rebound.
And what does this multi-year turnaround entail? It means acknowledging the significant hurdles ahead. The competition in the coffee and beverage market is incredibly fierce, from big chains to independent shops and even grocery stores.
Starbucks needs to continually innovate and differentiate itself to stand out. Plus, ongoing economic uncertainties, like inflation and potential shifts in consumer spending, remain a concern. A significant economic downturn could quickly impact discretionary spending on something like a daily latte.
There might also be lingering issues with brand perception or consumer sentiment that require consistent positive experiences to fully rebuild. And we can't forget the global dimension. Performance in key international markets significantly impacts the overall turnaround narrative.
Given these challenges, what are the strategic imperatives for Starbucks over the next few years? It's likely a multi-pronged approach, reinvesting in store partners, enhancing the customer experience both in-store and digitally, driving digital innovation through their rewards program, and strategically expanding into new markets or dayparts.
This long-term perspective naturally leads to questions about the specifics. Investors, in particular, are hungry for more concrete details about how this multi-year plan will unfold and what metrics they should be watching. That brings us to Wall Street's watch list.
Absolutely. While the recent same-store sales gain is positive, it's just one piece of the puzzle. Investors want to see a clear, actionable roadmap for sustained growth and profitability. They need to understand the strategy, the investments, and the expected returns.
This is why the company's promise to provide a fuller financial outlook in January is so highly anticipated. This update is expected to shed light on revised growth targets, detailed investment plans, potential cost-saving measures, and a more comprehensive long-term strategy. The pressure is on to deliver something credible.
So, what specific metrics will Wall Street be scrutinizing? Several key indicators will be under the microscope. They'll be looking closely at the balance between traffic and ticket size. Is the sales gain driven by more customers, or are existing customers spending more?
Profit margins will also be a major focus. How is Starbucks managing costs amidst inflation and wage pressures while also improving profitability? Digital engagement is another critical area. The performance of their rewards program, mobile ordering adoption, and delivery services are vital.
And, of course, international growth will be closely watched. Performance in key markets like China, and the strategy for navigating those specific challenges and opportunities, will be crucial for the company's overall success. It's a lot to balance.
The market's desire for more information underscores the critical juncture Starbucks is at. This isn't just about one good quarter, it's about charting a sustainable path forward that can restore confidence and drive long-term value. They need to demonstrate a solid understanding of their challenges and a robust plan.
So, let's revisit the turnaround strategy and what it might entail. The multi-year plan likely rests on several key pillars. Reinvesting in store partners is almost certainly one of them, as a motivated workforce is the backbone of the customer experience.
Enhancing the customer experience, both in-store and digitally, will be crucial for loyalty and attracting new customers. Driving digital innovation, leveraging data and technology to personalize offers and streamline operations, is another likely focus.
And finally, expanding into new markets or different dayparts, perhaps focusing more on evening offerings or leveraging their grab-and-go capabilities, could unlock new revenue streams. The challenge will be balancing short-term gains with long-term strategic investments.
Looking ahead, what are the potential growth levers Starbucks can pull? We've seen the success of beverage innovation with protein drinks, but there's potential for more. Could they tap into functional beverages or premium teas, or expand non-coffee options?
Food offerings are another area ripe for development. Can Starbucks become a stronger player in the breakfast and lunch market, driving both traffic and higher average ticket prices? Leveraging data from their rewards program for hyper-personalized offers is also a powerful tool.
Imagine receiving offers tailored not just to past purchases but to your current needs or predicted preferences. Of course, with any strategic plan, there are both risks and opportunities. Risks could include over-reliance on specific markets or execution challenges in rolling out new initiatives globally.
Further economic downturns or unexpected shifts in consumer preferences could derail plans. On the flip side, significant opportunities exist in untapped international markets, the expanding ready-to-drink, RTD, segment, and the possibility of strategic partnerships or acquisitions.
Ultimately, while the recent sales gain is a welcome positive signal, the true measure of Starbucks' success will be its ability to consistently execute its long-term strategy. It's about rebuilding momentum and regaining the full confidence of the market.
The coming months, especially with that January outlook, will be critical in determining whether this is the start of a sustained recovery or just a temporary pause. This is a pivotal moment for Starbucks.
Those recent positive same-store sales figures are more than just a number, they represent a potential inflection point, a signal that strategic adjustments are beginning to resonate. But as we've discussed, the narrative is far from settled. The cautious optimism from management highlights the complexity.
It's not a simple "we're back" moment. Instead, it's an admission that the path to sustained recovery is long and requires continuous effort and adaptation. Let's unpack this multi-year turnaround concept a bit further. What does it truly mean for a company of Starbucks' scale?
It implies a fundamental re-evaluation of its operations, brand positioning, and relationship with customers and employees. It means addressing deep-seated issues that may have contributed to the recent headwinds. Think about the sheer scale, tens of thousands of locations worldwide.
Implementing change across such a vast network is an undertaking of immense proportion, requiring meticulous planning, significant investment, and unwavering focus on execution. A quick fix simply isn't feasible, and acknowledging this reality is, in itself, a strategic strength.
It allows for realistic goal setting and manages expectations, both internally and externally. Now, let's consider the competitive landscape. It's not just about the usual suspects like Dunkin' anymore.
We're seeing a surge in independent coffee shops offering unique experiences, emphasizing artisanal quality and community connection. Then there are fast casual giants like Panera integrating coffee and breakfast options, capturing a share of the morning rush.
And let's not forget the growing sophistication of home brewing and the rise of premium ready-to-drink coffee options available everywhere. Starbucks has to fight on multiple fronts, not just against direct coffee competitors, but against a broader spectrum of beverage and convenience providers.
This necessitates a strategy that is not only competitive but also highly differentiated. The company's emphasis on reinvesting in its store partners, its employees, is particularly noteworthy. For years, there have been discussions about wages, benefits, and working conditions.
High turnover rates in retail are common, but when they impact service quality, they become a significant business problem. Investing in training, ensuring adequate staffing to reduce burnout, and offering competitive compensation can have a cascading positive effect.
Happy, well-supported employees provide excellent customer service, which drives loyalty and sales, a virtuous cycle Starbucks aims to re-establish. This isn't just about being a good employer, it's a shrewd business strategy, as the cost of high turnover can be substantial.
Let's talk about the customer experience. Starbucks has historically prided itself on being a third place, a comfortable spot between home and work. As consumer habits shift, they need to reevaluate what that third place means in today's world.
Is it about ambience, Wi-Fi, quick service, or a combination? The recent improvements in morning staffing directly address a core friction point: waiting in line. Smoother operations mean a better start to the day for the customer.
Beyond operational efficiency, product innovation remains a critical pillar. The success of protein drinks shows Starbucks is listening to evolving consumer demands for health and wellness. This trend is fundamental, not just a fad.
People are looking for beverages with functional benefits, protein, vitamins, lower sugar, natural ingredients. This opens up a frontier for Starbucks to expand into adaptogenic beverages, enhanced hydration drinks, or unique plant-based options.
The digital strategy is another area that cannot be overstated. The Starbucks Rewards program is one of the most successful loyalty programs globally, providing a wealth of data on customer preferences.
Leveraging this data for hyper-personalization is a game-changer, moving beyond generic promotions to tailored offers. Imagine receiving an offer for your favorite drink on a hot day or a reminder for your usual pastry.
This level of engagement builds stronger customer relationships and encourages repeat business. Furthermore, the mobile ordering and payment system has become indispensable for many customers, especially during busy periods. Streamlining this process is no longer a luxury, it's an expectation.
Now, let's address the Wall Street perspective directly. The market thrives on predictability and growth. A single quarter of positive same-store sales doesn't erase previous struggles. Investors want to see evidence of a robust, long-term strategy.
This is why the upcoming January outlook is so crucial. It's an opportunity for Starbucks to lay out its vision with more concrete details, revised financial targets, specific investment priorities, and a clear articulation of how it plans to navigate challenges.
What are the specific metrics Wall Street will be dissecting? They'll look at traffic versus ticket size. Is demand growing overall? Profit margins will be a major focus, assessing how Starbucks manages costs and drives efficiency amidst inflation.
Digital engagement and loyalty metrics are vital. Active member growth, redemption rates, and the percentage of sales from digital channels. A thriving digital ecosystem indicates customer loyalty and a platform for personalized marketing.
And international performance, especially in key markets like China, is equally important. Challenges there have impacted overall performance, so investors will want to see a clear strategy for recapturing growth.
New store openings and their performance are also watched. Are they opening stores in strategic, profitable locations? Are new stores expanding market reach or cannibalizing existing ones? The company's caution about not declaring victory is a sign of maturity.
It's a realistic assessment of the challenges, which can actually build more credibility than an overly optimistic declaration. It resonates with seasoned investors who know turnarounds aren't linear. Let's consider some specific levers for future growth beyond protein drinks.
Beverage diversification is a big one. Could they expand premium teas or tap into the functional beverage space? As consumers seek healthier and more sophisticated options, Starbucks could position itself as a destination for these too.
The ready-to-drink, RTD, market is a significant growth area where Starbucks already has a presence but can innovate further. Food expansion is another key area. Can they elevate their grab-and-go options to compete with fast casual players?
Introducing more substantial meal options could encourage customers to stay longer or visit at different times of the day. A stronger food program broadens their appeal beyond just coffee. Think about strategic partnerships or developing proprietary food lines.
Leveraging data for personalization is crucial. By analyzing purchase history, Starbucks can move beyond broad marketing to highly personalized offers. This fosters a sense of being understood and valued, a powerful driver of loyalty.
Daypart expansion is also an opportunity. The traditional morning rush is critical, but they can capture more business throughout the day. This might involve compelling afternoon or evening offerings, like specialty desserts or even curated wine and beer selections in some locations.
Expanding grab-and-go capabilities for lunch could attract different customer segments. The key is creating reasons for customers to visit Starbucks at times beyond their typical morning coffee run. Of course, every strategic move comes with inherent risks and opportunities.
Risks include geopolitical and economic volatility, execution challenges across a vast global network, and shifting consumer preferences. A misstep in product innovation or failure to adapt to new demands could alienate customers.
Brand perception is also a risk. Negative press or perceived missteps can damage trust. On the flip side, opportunities lie in untapped international markets, the growing RTD and at-home coffee segments, and strategic partnerships or acquisitions.
Sustainability and ethical sourcing can also be a differentiator. Consumers are increasingly concerned about environmental and social impact. Starbucks has an opportunity to lead in these areas, which can resonate deeply with its customer base.
Ultimately, the recent sales figures are a welcome sign, a confirmation that efforts are starting to bear fruit. However, the true test lies in Starbucks' ability to sustain this momentum and execute its long-term vision.
It's about rebuilding a foundation of consistent performance, innovation, and customer loyalty. The upcoming January outlook will be a critical moment, offering a clearer picture of the road ahead. Will it be a narrative of sustained recovery or a temporary reprieve?
The market, and indeed all of us who enjoy that daily cup, will be watching very closely. This is a company at a crossroads, and how it navigates the next few years will define its future. That covers our discussion on Starbucks' comeback trail.